Good night, morning.
It is a mystery, honestly.
This is me being Gracie, and what are we listening to?
All the Geets.
91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts.
I did not get what you were asking me. It is
you were so close. I mean, you were half right there.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, I'll give you, you can take the W on that one.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
At least definitely not taking the L.
So. Mm-hmm.
So some of our listeners might have guessed it, but we are doing movie themes.
Movie themes.
They're movie songs. I guess not themes.
Yeah, you're right. We tried to stick closer to the more, like, not instrumental type music.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking more about, like, iconic scenes with iconic songs.
So, we are starting this off with, I would say, perhaps one of the most iconic songs from a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Don't You Forget About Me. Everyone knows the scene at the end of The Breakfast Club when he lifts his fist in the air triumphantly, and it pauses. It's a beautiful scene.
It is beautiful. It is honestly the epitome of 80s ending movies.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful, united, we all, you know,
you
I don't
love
know
to see it.
You love to see it. So, and so here we go
without further ado.
Don't you
Okay, what were those two movies?
So our first, or what am I trying to say? The one that we played just now is How Long Will I Love You? And that's from our great movie, About Time.
An underrated classic.
So underrated. I think not enough people knew about it when it came out. Mm-hmm. And so not a lot of people even knew to appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I definitely, like, I saw it when I, like, rented it from Redbox one day. And I was like, very ambivalent about watching it, but my friends were into it, and I was like, okay, that was one of the better movies I've ever seen.
No, totally. My sister showed it to me, and my sister just knows.
It's such a good family movie.
Such a good family movie.
Watch if you want to cry.
Actually, really, though, watch if you want to cry. I watched it one time. I think I told you this. I think I watched it really late at night before, like, a chemistry test the next day. Because I was like, I'm just going to take a break and watch part of this. And then I just watched the whole thing.
You took an L on the night.
did not study. Uh-huh. Cried. Because, and I could not study because my tears were literally blocking any vision of anything I could possibly see on my, like, chemistry textbook. So that was a bummer. That is ultimately the reason why I had to take Chem 1 once again, once I got to college. But, you know, I'm not complaining about that.
It's fine.
It's great. That's the meat Karatov. Anyway, and then the one before that was from You Make My Dreams Come True, from 500 Days of Summer, which is also an underrated movie.
Yeah, really good. Joseph Gordon-Levitt was, like, my hardcore celebrity crush for, like, a good few years.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see you really liking him.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. Did you ever see, what's it called? Hit Record on TV?
I, like, occasionally watched a few episodes.
Okay.
Honestly, it got a little too weird for me. And that's when
it was very artsy.
I started to go away from him.
Yeah. You know, he's a good guy. He's super artsy.
He is.
He seems like I'd want to hang out with him in that kind of state, but I wouldn't want to watch him on a TV screen in that state.
He seemed a little pretentious. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. All right. Well.
Never meet your heroes, you know?
Wow. What's your Batman quote?
Oh, you either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become a villain.
There you go.
I said that to my my friend a few days ago, and she was like, wow, that was a really good quote. And I was like, thanks, but like, it's from Batman. And she goes, oh, I thought you came up with that. And I was like, I am flattered, but unfortunately,
the best
no.
part is that you still haven't seen The Dark Knight. Okay, like, it's not even like you're quoting a great movie that you already enjoy a lot. It's just that you've like been quoting continuously this movie that you've never seen.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
I can't disagree with you.
Oh man. You have already lived long enough to see yourself become a villain.
That's very true.
It's fine.
At least I don't have to die young though, so that's
there you
We have Love is Blindness coming up next from The New Great Gatsby.
Mm, excellent.
Breath and count to 10. Feel
007, a classic.
A classic. Did you, like, what's your favorite? Do you like that genre is what I should actually start with.
Action movies?
Yeah. But, like, serious action movies. Because I feel like there's, like, some types of action movies where it's, like, there's comedy in there.
I like a little bit more tongue-in-cheek action.
Okay.
Like, I really liked, like, Kingsman. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Is that what it was called? Do you know what I'm talking
Kingsman
about?
Kingsman something service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I like when it's a little bit self-aware.
Okay.
But, like, it's, like... Like, I feel like I saw Skyfall on an airplane, and I love action movies on airplanes. Like,
okay.
I also saw, like, Avengers, you know?
Interesting. It's and you, like, enjoyed Avengers.
And I enjoy them when I sit down to watch it, but, like, it's never what I think about.
Yeah. Avengers is one of those movies where I hear, let's watch Avengers, and it's just automatically like,
Have you not seen it?
No, I have. That's why.
Are you not a superhero fan?
No, I am. If it's well made.
Ooh.
But I arguably, like, the Avengers is just so terribly made.
You think so?
Yeah, it's just trash popular cinema. I mean, and I'm not even trying to be like, oh, I'm so into movies and know everything about them. But, like...
But I'm so into movies and know everything
objectively,
about
objectively, they are not well made.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, like, purely explosions and stuff.
Yeah, but it is really entertaining.
Yes.
And good. Funny.
It's like popcorn.
I don't think it's one of those things where I'm going to, like, sit down and be like, I'm going to watch Avengers right now because that's what I'm in the mood to watch. But
it's an airplane movie.
It's totally an airplane movie. I got to be trapped in a room with hundreds of other people in, like, thousands of feet above the air, above the
ground.
For you
to, like, consider
it. For me
to,
like, actually consider this.
That's fair.
Yeah. But, you know, it's all good.
We have a very different mood coming up.
Okay, what is that?
We have Lost Stars from Begin Again.
Ooh, all right. Here we go.
Just a boy caught up in dreams and fantasies. Please see me reaching out for someone I can't see. Take my hand, let's see what we wake up tomorrow. Best laid plans, sometimes it's just a one night stand. I'll be Cupid's demanding back his arrow. So let's get drunk on our Tuesday. God, tell us the reason we're this wasted on the young. It's hunting season and the lambs are on the run, searching for meaning. But are we all me?
If I was a flower growing wild and free, all I'd want is you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves. All I'd want is you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. The rumble of your water would be my call. If you were the winter, I know I'd be the snow, just as long as you're with me when the cold winds blow. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. If you were a wink, I'd be a nod. If you were a seed, well, I'd be a pod. If you were a floor, I'd wanna be the rug. And if you were a kiss, I know I'd be a hug. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. If you were the wood, I'd be the fire. If you were the love, I'd be the desire. If you were a castle, I'd be your moat. And if you were an ocean, I'd learn to float. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea.
Great song.
Great song. What movie is that from?
It's from the Royal Tenenbaums.
I see.
I have both the Royal Tenenbaums and Rushmore's albums in my car, so I listen to both of them a lot.
Mm.
And that is my favorite song from it.
Yeah. That was on our first show.
It was.
A flashback. Yeah, there you go.
It was our all-women show.
For our very faithful listeners. From the very beginning.
You might recognize
moms.
It. Yeah. AKA the Kaniger family, if you are listening still.
Yep. You may recognize that one. And then before that, we were listening to Juno.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the best movie soundtracks of all time.
One of the best.
Yeah.
For sure. It's so good. Yeah. You just listen and every song is just perfectly matched with the scene.
Yeah.
No, it's incredible. And like the whole aesthetic of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So good with the music.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
I love Ellen Page.
Yeah. But yeah, we're even talking about like how crazy it would be to be pregnant in high school.
Yeah. It's like I'm not even that much older now, but like even from 19, like I understand how young 15 is.
15's so young. I mean, like, I look at 15-year-olds now, and I'm only 18. But I look at 15-year-olds, and I am amazed at how young they are.
Yeah.
And so little.
So little.
So, so little.
Shout out to my sister, Lily. Yeah. She's 15.
Well, there you go.
Although her birthday's in 2 months.
Oh.
So she's about to get her license. She's very excited.
That's so exciting. Watch out, all of California.
Although I am, like, the bad driver in the family.
Are you really?
Hopefully, like, I took all the bad driving genes.
Yeah.
Because that's how driving works.
You know, but, like, my oldest sister was also the worst driver in our family.
Really?
Yeah. She, like, always forgot which one was, like, the brake and which one was the gas.
Yeah.
It was so scary.
I feel like you were a really responsible driver. Were you?
Yeah. I was a pretty good driver.
Yeah.
There were times when I wasn't. Like, I was late to class almost every day of senior year. Yeah. And so, that was never good, because then I always, like, sped.
Because you drove slow? Oh, I see. Like, you were late leaving.
I was late leaving.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, anyway, I'm sure driving in California is significantly scarier than driving in Colorado.
It's a bummer.
It is a bummer. I'm sorry you had to grow up like that.
It's okay. Honestly, yeah. Like, what I feel like people know about Los Angeles is like the traffic. Like anytime I tell people on the East Coast that I'm from there, they're like, I'm sorry you have to sit in so much traffic. And I'm like, it's like fine. Like it's not that much of a bummer.
Like there is no redeeming quality about California. Yeah. Just traffic. Yeah. Just traffic. But yeah. All right. So what do we have up next?
The Sound of Silence from The Graduate.
Yes. That is like my favorite. Okay. Here we go.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more.
People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Echo the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. The sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Lonely without me, society. disagree. Society, crazy Andy. I hope you're not lonely without me.
That is from Into the Wild.
Into the Wild. Didn't you have to read that for your project last year?
I did.
For your class?
I was in a class about, like, books that became movies.
Mm-hmm.
So we read Into the Wild and then watched the movie.
Huh. How was that? How do they compare?
Because
I've also done this, but okay. I want to hear from you.
The movie is definitely, like, a dramatized version of his life.
Yes.
Like, they made it a movie. It's just like...
They totally made it a movie.
A book is never going to be as... Or, like, a real person's life is just never going to be as interesting as a movie.
No.
But, like... He seemed like a really interesting guy.
Yeah. Are you one of those people that are like, wow, like, he's so cool for going out into the wild? Or are you, like, one of those people that is like, he was so stupid for doing that?
I think it's tragic because it, like, the implication of, like, both the book and the movie is that, like, he liked going out into the wild but kind of realized that he wanted society at the end.
Yeah.
So, like, I think I'm glad that he found himself, but, like, sad that he had to die. I mean, like, I think, like, I don't know if I could think of any, like, sadder death than, like, being alone for 40 days and then, like, starving. I mean, like, I guess that's just...
Yeah, no, that's just the worst.
I guess it's, like, it's hard because it's just, like, I couldn't relate at all. Like,
yeah.
He's okay with me.
Okay. So you're not one... Did you ever go through, like, a teenage angsty, like, I hate society phase?
Yes, but, like, I don't think my answer was retreated to nature.
Okay, I could see that.
Is that your answer? Coloradan.
I don't really know how you say it.
Uh-huh.
Probably not. I just, like, I was kind of like, wow, society is the worst.
I kind of can't imagine ended. Being angsty at all.
No. Although,
for the listeners at home, Mimi does have a nose ring.
So. I do have a nose ring. When I had a job, I would get off at, like, 10
uh-huh.
and, like, drive home. And, like, what I would do is I'd, like, turn up my heat uh-huh. all the way and then roll down all my windows because right. it was cold outside, but I still wanted my windows down.
Right.
Because I wanted to be angsty. And I'd, like, play, like, very angsty, like, music
uh-huh.
and just, you know, jam out to that and feel really cool. I was like, wow, I'm so high school.
Right. So that was your rebellion?
That was my rebellion. My car rides back home from work. Yeah, that's about as cool as I got.
Speaking of rebellions,
mm-hmm.
segue, Fight Club, have you seen it?
I have seen it. Okay. Should we ruin it for our listeners? No.
No. If you haven't watched it, Tyler Durden is not the narrator. Oh, just kidding. Spoiler alert. Yes. I gotcha.
Wow.
So, a great ending scene with a great song, Where Is My Mind by the Pixies.
All right, here we go.
Stop. We'll be right back.
Okay, we will let Iggy Pop play in the background as we read our PSA.
Okay.
This was from Trainspotting, by the way. Great, great movie. A little upsetting, upsetting topic, but needs to be discussed. Heroin.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So in that vein, numbers to think about, American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. That's a lot, actually. Wow. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week. Wow. More than 10 drinks a day.
Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
That's crazy.
10 drinks a day?
That's too many.
That's just a 10 too many. 9 too many. 8 too many.
I would say like a two glasses of wine with dinner.
Mm.
Reasonable.
Very reasonable.
10 shots of vodka in a day?
No.
Not reasonable. Not reasonable.
That means like either you really did it hard like all at once or you've started way early in the day.
Right.
Know? Neither of those are good.
Both are bad.
Yeah.
Okay, what is our last song, Mimi Kim?
Well, we thought that we wouldn't be doing a radio show justice if we did an entire show about movie songs and did not do My Heart Will Go On from Titanic. So, here we go.
Thanks for listening, guys. Same time next week.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.